Hey guys, welcome to episode number 12 of the Miles Fit Transformation Podcast, an audio experience dedicated to your transformation on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically. I'm Miles Kroll, your host, as well as the owner and founder of the Miles Fit Montreal Private Personal Training Studio. Today, in this episode, we're going to be talking about the number one weight loss tip you need to know. This is something that's very overlooked, but without this tip, all your efforts are pretty much rendered useless. So listen up and listen in. Today, I want to talk about the number one tip that you must know if you want to not only lose weight, but keep it off in a sustainable and long-term way. You ready for it? You ready? It is the magical word, consistency. Consistency. This is where I see so many people trip up. So many people try to follow the next diet craze and the next regime and try to adapt their life to the plan. And what happens more often than not is that there is short-term success, yet mid-term and long-term failure. And I see it time and time and time and time and time and time again. And with the new year right around the corner, many people are going to be gearing up at the end of December, beginning of January, to start their New Year's resolutions and yet again do a diet regime that will ultimately fail. So I'm here today to talk about consistency and to talk about how you can use the power of consistency to get the results you want from your nutrition and fitness regime. So the thing you have to understand is that unless you're consistent, you're not going to get anywhere, right? So you have a diet plan, you follow for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, great. You lose some weight, you're feeling better, more energy, better sleep, etc. Yet then life happens. Something happens with your family, work, commitments, etc. Then you start to slip a little bit. Then, you know, you're tired of eating the same foods over and over and over again. Everything interconnects and compounds, and all of a sudden you find yourself slacking a little bit. Then the slacking turns into screwing up, and then the screwing up always results in binging. That's always what ultimately happens when people go a little bit too long with a regime that doesn't mesh with their lifestyle. So we do this over and over again, like I alluded to with New Year's resolutions, and you'd think we'd learn. You know, human beings are adaptation organisms. We can pick up and learn anything. Yet it seems when it comes to changing habits, we really struggle to actually make real change. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Yet we do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, being insane as we are as human beings. And we tend to be a little dysfunctional, let's face it, guys. And not getting to where we want to be. So this video is really about how do you get to where you want to be. That's what this is about. So it goes back to how do you be consistent. So I'm going to give you a different way of looking at things. Instead of saying, okay, what's the plan I need to follow? What's the next diet? What's the next thing? And trying to mold that to yourself, instead think, who am I? How do I conduct my day? Morning, during the day, evening, weekends. What's my social construct like? And how does my life essentially line up? And to write that down on paper, you know, how you're using your time, how you're putting things together. Then from there, what you actually want to do is try to come up with some key nutritional habits and steps that mesh with your lifestyle. That's what you want to do. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you work 9 to 5, super busy working professional. And let's say, for example, that you're in meetings all day and running around and you literally have no time to eat. Okay, so accept this as your reality for the time being and say, how do I work with that? How do I go with the flow? How do I align myself to what is versus to try and shift things too drastically? And what you can do to align yourself to what is, rather than following the conventional 5, 6 small frequent meals throughout the day and then not being able to do that because you're running around, you're super busy, you're in meetings, you're working all the time, and then saying, oh, I just can't do this regime. And then at the end of the day, when you're exhausted, tired, and stressing, screw it, and just eating anything and everything, ordering food in, binging, whatever. To avoid that cycle, don't set yourself up with a plan that's not going to work, that's going to lead to failure on a daily basis, saying, oh, I didn't get it done, and then going down the road of, like I said, ordering in, not eating well, binging, etc. You say, okay, what's the result I want? Okay, I want to be able to eat in a way that's practical and that's going to give me results. And then I say, okay, how is my life structured? All right, I'm super busy, so what can I do here? So perhaps instead of small frequent meals throughout the day, you do larger infrequent meals. So perhaps you have a breakfast, perhaps you have a lunch, perhaps you have a supper. Now, some of you might be hearing this thinking, whoa, wait a second. I was told that you should do smaller, more frequent meals because it stokes your metabolism. Well, listen, this is not true, okay? So you would think so. All right, smaller, more frequent meals throughout the day, boom, you know, flare up the metabolism. Doesn't really work like that physiologically, all right? So if you prefer to eat three meals and that's what you like and that's what floats your boat, go with that, okay? Go with that. And if you're someone in the example like I was giving who's super, super busy, try to get in snacks and failing to do so and then being upset that you're not following your regime is not the right way to do it. So instead, go with the flow and make things work, be in alignment versus forcing things, all right? Another strategy for someone who would be so busy during the day that they wouldn't have time to take snacks, etc., would be to experiment with intermittent fasting, which is basically periods of fasting, skipping snacks and meals, and eating within a reduced window period of time. So perhaps instead of, you know, if you're super rushed in the morning and you have no time, perhaps skip breakfast. And if you're in morning meetings, perhaps skip your snack. And instead have a certain kind of lunch that might have a little bit more calories, an afternoon snack, for example, something for dinner, and perhaps something after dinner. My point here is, and everybody's different, it's to go with the flow. It's to know who you are, how your life is structured. You must have that self-awareness. And this is where, like I said, so many people go wrong. They try and take a new diet, the ketogenic diet, Atkins diet, paleo diet, South Beach diet, zone diet, whatever, and then they try and make that work for their life versus examining their life, being real and being realistic, and then making things work with that. And that's how you be consistent, because it's impossible to remain consistent when you're following a regime that doesn't mesh with your lifestyle. And that's really the take-home message here. The take-home message is that in order to get results, you must be consistent. And in order to be consistent, you must eat in a way that goes with your life. And when you have that harmonious marriage of good nutrition that goes with your lifestyle, boom, that's when you get real results. That's when you're able to stay consistent day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And that compounds exponentially, and then you get real results, and you lose weight, and you keep it off, and it's sustainable, and it's long-term, and it's not a gimmick, and it's not a fad. It's not a fad, okay? This is huge, guys. This is huge. I want you to take this information and apply it. I want you right now to think, what diets have I tried? What has not worked for me? Why has it not worked for me? Examine that. Let that marinate a little bit, sit with it a little bit, and you'll see that the answers you're looking for are right there staring you in the face. You will see that you tried to adapt yourself to a regime versus coming up with a regime to adapt to you. It's the other way around, and it's hard to write a book or a way for people to be able to do that, which is one of the reasons why working with a coach, somebody who can guide you and take a look at your life, who's not emotionally involved in your life, who's not caught up, can really help you. And that's what we do at the Miles Fit Montreal private personal training studio. We don't just do fitness, we do nutrition. We do lifestyle change. Because if you want to lose weight, get in shape, feel great, more energy, etc., it's more than just working out. Working out is one part of the equation. And if you're already working out right now, I take my hat off to you. Kudos to you, because most people aren't working out. So if you've already started that, awesome and amazing. But nutrition, that's the magical piece of the puzzle that makes or breaks your physical efforts. So if you're putting in the time to work out and you're doing classes and you're sweating and you're going to the gym, etc., and you're investing your time in that, you want to make sure to complement that with good nutrition. Now, that doesn't mean that you radically change everything that you're doing nutritionally, but what it does mean is that you make some positive changes. And that's what I always encourage people to do. Don't change 10 things. Change one or two things. Sit with it a little bit. Do that for a couple of weeks, master it, and then move on. Most people try and change all of their nutritional habits at once. Well, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to get a healthy breakfast. I'm going to food prep in the morning. I'm going to have healthy snacks. I'm going to have a great lunch. I'm going to have a great snack in the afternoon. I'm going to eat a lean dinner with zero carbs. And then I'm going to be done with dinner early at 6 or 7. I'm not going to eat after. I'm going to go to bed hungry. And I'm going to do this and do this. And then I'm going to get the results I want. Well, that will give you results, but for how long? And that's what I'm trying to really emphasize here. Who cares if you get results for a moment in time? What's important is what you get to keep. It's what you achieve and sustain. In my case, I used to weigh almost 120 pounds more. Okay, if you know me, you know my story. You know my background. If you don't know me, you're probably looking at me saying, are you kidding me, 120 pounds more? Yeah, I used to weigh almost 120 pounds more. I wasn't looking after my nutrition. I was working out and I was a trainer at that time, but I was not practicing what I was preaching. And that didn't sit well with me. You know, I had a lot of insecurities that drove me to lift weights and to kind of shelter myself and hide myself with food. I learned this later. In the moment, you don't realize these things, but we have so many subconscious beliefs and mechanisms that drive us to do weird things, right? I always say that regardless of who you are, unless you have a biochemical imbalance in your brain, there's always a motive for what you're doing. You just might not realize it consciously, but unconsciously, we're doing all kinds of stuff. So in my case with food, I used it as a way to mitigate stress. I used it as a way to eat and kind of shelter myself a little bit and put on weight and hide. You know, it's almost one of those things, the bigger you are, the more closed in you feel and the more hidden you feel from the world. So that's kind of what I went through. And it was, like I said, not just physical, it was psycho-emotional. And I'm so grateful having had that experience of being 120 pounds overweight, because it gave me such a dimension of perspective that you cannot read in a book, that you cannot theorize. I've learned in my life that experience is so important. You have to go through things to really learn them. And it gives you a valuable perspective. Having said that though, working with a coach and somebody who can take their years of experience and really guide you so you don't have to go down the full painful road, that's the best way to do things. Shrink decades into days. Don't waste your time. Life is short, life is finite. You're better off going to someone and having them quasi hold your hand and help you versus trying to reinvent the wheel and discover everything on your own. So if you need help, definitely check out Miles Fit. We're on Monkland between Hampton and Royal and Montreal and NDG. And if we resonate with you and we vibe with you, awesome. If there's another place, go check that out. The point is, do something. If you're not happy about where you are in your life right now, with your body, with your weight, with your psycho-emotional state, do something. Don't let tomorrow be like every other day. At least take some kind of action and move in the right direction and be positive and be proactive. It could just be going on Google and doing a little bit of search and looking for a trainer in and around your area. The point is, do something, right? Life is meant to be lived. Don't settle for mediocrity. Don't settle for a day that's been like all the previous days. Make tomorrow better. Commit to yourself. Love yourself. Take yourself to the next level, but do so in incremental, small steps. That's my advice to you. So to bring things full circle, consistency. You must be consistent to get results. Otherwise, everything you'll do will be short-lived. Number one. Number two, how do you be consistent? Follow something that meshes with your lifestyle. Eat real food. Food's not complicated, guys. You have carbs, proteins, fats. That's it. That's it. There's no magical foods, roots, pills. It's real food and it's eating in a balanced way consistently. I'm sorry to bore you with that fact and that truth, but it is the truth and people don't want to hear it. Again, they're looking for the next crazy diet, the next regime. Food is there. It's always been there. All you need to do is eat in a balanced and harmonious way with food. Do so consistently. Don't eat too much food. Keep things in balance and you'll lose weight, feel great, have energy, sleep better, look great, and just dominate. So guys, hopefully you enjoyed this video. If you did, please comment down below, give your 2 cents. If you have questions, please comment as well. You can share this with your friends. The more the merrier. Get people involved, get people engaged, and really let's get the message across that consistency is what it's all about here. So guys, Miles from Miles Fit, Montreal's number one private personal training studio. Thanks for tuning in. And if you want more great information and more great content, be sure to go find Miles Fit. You can go online, milesfit.com. You can find us on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, or even on Snapchat. All the handles and usernames are MilesFit, so you can check us out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.